This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. That last story was the third in our series about preserving affordable housing in the Bay Area. Now I've got our housing reporter, Liza Veal, here in the studio with me to talk a little about how policies at the state and national level could affect housing here. Now, I know many people have the new administration on their minds.
Yes.
What does the Trump administration mean for affordable housing?
When it comes to housing, the main funding that we get from the federal government is through the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
So that's HUD, right? That funds Section 8 and public housing.
Yeah, and it also gives tax credits to fund low-income housing. So HUD has a new secretary.
Well, not quite yet. I mean, President Trump has nominated Ben Carson. He was one of last year's Republican presidential candidates, as you'll remember, but he hasn't been confirmed yet. He's a retired neurosurgeon, but he's kind of a wild card because he has no experience in housing policy.
He does have a lot of opinions, though. He's spoken out against what he calls a culture of dependency promoted by social welfare programs, which is what HUD does. And he came under some fire for saying, quote, poverty is really more of a choice than anything else. At his confirmation hearing, he was asked, what is the best possible thing we can do for someone on government assistance? And his answer was, quote, get them off it. Which is not inconsistent with the Republican stance on social spending in general.
So does that mean funding for affordable housing in the Bay Area could be cut by Ben Carson?
Not necessarily by Carson alone, but by Trump and the Republican Congress. Trump says he wants to cut all non-defense government spending, so everything but military and intelligence, by 1% every year, which people say could decimate HUD.
And that would mean fewer Section 8 vouchers, less money for public housing.
Yeah. And there are also a bunch of policies that were instituted by the Obama administration that Carson could very easily rescind or just let wither by not funding their enforcement.
Like what, for example?
The most vulnerable one is probably this one that financially incentivizes cities to desegregate by building low-income housing in neighborhoods that are economically and racially mixed. Carson has called this program a mandated social engineering scheme, meaning he thinks it's government overreach, government meddling where it doesn't belong.
So it doesn't look very good for affordable housing from the federal level. But I wonder about California. I mean, politics here are very different.
It's true. Democrats have a supermajority in the state legislature. Governor Jerry Brown says he'll put up more funding for affordable housing on one condition. If and only if lawmakers approve his plan to streamline and incentivize new housing construction statewide. He thinks that addressing the housing shortage is a prerequisite to solving the affordable housing crisis. Mm-hmm. Opponents, on the other hand, think the plan lets developers steamroll through communities. So Brown failed to get enough backers of that deal last year, but it could be made this year. And then another notable fight that's underway at the state level is this proposal to end mortgage tax breaks on vacation homes. So that means property owners only get the tax break on their first home, not any other homes. And closing just that one tax hole would generate $300 million a year that the proposal wants to use for affordable housing in California.
Wow. But it is going to cost a lot more than that to solve the housing crisis.
Yeah. Well, among housing advocates who take a different tack from Jerry Brown, who are maybe more skeptical of the free market, there's talk about drastically changing the tax system to generate more money for low-income housing. I mean, the truth is right now, taxpayers subsidize homeowners more than people who are housing insecure, who are renters or need subsidies. So to go back to the national level, the federal government spends more on mortgage tax deductions, which are the bigger the home, the bigger the deduction, than it does on all forms of housing assistance for renters combined.
Okay, but overhauling the federal tax system is kind of a long shot, right?
Yeah, especially in this administration. But these housing problems are likely only going to get more extreme. I mean, right now, for example, in Berkeley, it has the highest homeless population in the Bay Area. Nearly 10% of the population is homeless.
In Berkeley?
In Berkeley. And the last time homelessness was this bad nationwide was during the Great Depression. And what happened then was the federal government responded with the New Deal.